Interview between Dr. Paulson and E.G. White. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. January 24th to 25th, 1915. An interview between Dr. David Paulson and Mrs. E.G. White. January 24th, 1915. After greetings and a few introductory remarks, Sister White said, "I have thought that I should do the best I can and then leave the rest with God. I have no miserable regret or cause for dissatisfaction. I want to see my brethren cheerful. Everyone that can take hold of encouragements should do so and present gladness and thanksgivings. And it is no task, it is a gratification, it is a satisfaction. God has made it to be just so. I want to be a living testimony in the church. I want to tell my brethren of the goodness of God and the grace of God. But I do not want to be limping at any point. I have a right to rejoice in the Lord and to glorify Him and honor Him. I do not have to stand and question and question and question whether I have any right to it. The Lord knows I have a right to these things. I have given my whole life to them. I bore a clear testimony early in age, and I have nothing else to bear. If I had anything else to bear, I would be out of course. I have to keep in line. And as to sinking down and thinking about having trials about this thing and that and the other thing, I tell you, my brethren, it is all time lost. I cannot afford it. I have a living testimony as long as I shall live, and I shall bear it faithfully. You will want me to speak these words of encouragement, and you will appreciate them. And so I go right along. I have no time to hang down my head, no time to begin to mourn over anything. The Lord has been my helper. The Lord has been my God. And I have not a doubt. If I could not realize that He has been my guide and my stay, do tell me what I could trust in. Why, I have just as firm a trust in God, and that He will set my feet on Mount Zion, as that I live and breathe. And I am going to keep that trust till I die. I have no depression. I have no disconsolancy to speak to any living soul that is not sinning. If I know they are sinning, then I encourage them in a way that they will understand. Tell those whom you meet that Jesus would love to see them in a position where they are not mourning and complaining. God is love, and unless you have upset your confidence yourself, it remains true. Get just as clear and plain ideas as possible, and not so many of them but that you can unfold them and impress them. That is what I am required to do. Therefore, I do not allow myself to have any kind of fault-finding going on around me. I want to urge upon all who can hear me speak the necessity of strict confidence and light in the Lord, no blanket of darkness. We can rejoice, whereas if we did not keep our eyes open as to how the Lord was benefiting us, we would lose a great deal. Just think of it. God is waiting for chances to renew His blessings to us, and we do not half acknowledge it. I am glad I have a thankful heart. So glad, so glad. I do not want to complain. I do not have any disposition to complain. But you cannot encourage others to obtain this experience by encouraging them in a fault-finding spirit. God does not want any of us to do this. I have felt sometimes as if tears would run down my face, but I would keep myself to myself unless I knew I could speak in cheerful tones and could talk encouragingly. It is not possible for us to bind off the work in this sacred cause and not have it bound up with the very elements that are essential. That is, meekness. You will gain a little by that. And confidence. You will gain a little by that. When you manifest so much confidence in God, unbelievers will want to know more of the truths you tell about. The Lord wants you, and every one of us that can, to give him the glory. January 25, 1915. Dr. Paulson showed Sister White a picture of the first-year nurses at Hinsdale Sanitarium and said, "Instead of simply having them do work in the house, house cleaning and washing dishes, we have them in Chicago going out two and two into the homes of the people, carrying the message of truth, holding Bible readings. You see these girls in the picture? This girl has brought 8 persons into the truth since last July. This girl has brought 5 in, and this girl 4. And this other girl holds readings in 10 families.
Sister White, be kind to them and appreciative, and you will see that you have their attention. I want to see the truth going. It is going. I have no need to say that. The truth is going. There is sometimes making too much haste. That is, they get in a hurry, and they do not give that attention to points that are essential to present before unbelievers. They cannot expect unbelievers to accept everything they give them unless an interest is manifested in these unbelievers. And if you manifest an interest in them, you will surely get them. That is the light I have on that subject. Dr. Paulson, we are trying to reach the people in their homes. These workers go right into the homes of the people. Sister White, that is what I wanted to know, the root of the matter. Yes, they will make an impression in the homes that they do not dream of. And most of these countenances have something interesting speaking from them. They are good faces. They are solid faces. They are not frivolous faces. The Lord will bless them. Dr. Paulson, there are 3 or 4 colored people in the class. Chrysler told of Dr. Paulson's work. Sister White, well, the Lord works with their efforts. He does not leave them to drop down into discouragement. He does not want this. There are good countenances here. The Lord will work through these workers to perfect Christian character. Chrysler, these are common people. They do not get much money, but they get souls and blessing. Sister White, it would be good to give them some encouragement by showing that you appreciate them. Of course, you do not want to lift them up by praising them, and yet praise is a good offering to the Lord in showing that you appreciate those who are trying to work for the saving of souls. Oh, how I wish I could go as I did once. In these great cities, you can do a great deal of good by showing an interest and letting your light shine forth. And the Lord is working with you. He is certainly doing this, and I feel so thankful. I feel that a great burden has been taken off from me as I have looked through these books, pointing to a number of her books lying on the table. There will be some who will turn it one way, and some will turn it another way, and then you have to sit down calmly with them and tell them, that is not the way. We want to weave in the love of God. And if we weave in the love of God into our work and into all that we do, we may meet with some discouragement, but we have with us a God that works to counterwork that influence that would make a depression. I have wanted so to be right in the closing up of the work that it is a hard thing for me to consent not to still go on. Dr. Paulson, the books are going on. Sister White, those books are being published, and I thank the Lord with heart and soul and voice He lets me have a part in it. Dr. Paulson, the books are preaching more now than you ever did. Chrysler, Dr. Paulson is doing the same sort of work and covers a very wide territory through his editorial work, especially on the lifeboat. Sister White, get everything you can of that nature. Because you get their minds taken off from themselves and put on those things that are worthy of interest. We want to keep learning. We want to keep climbing. We cannot afford to stop. Oh, I want to do that good that will stand every test. That is, that we will see that they stand the test, and the Lord will help us. You may think frequently that people act cold, indifferent. Many do not feel thus. There may be a few. It would be a great wonder if there were not a few. But the thing is to understand the truth intelligently and feel thankful and praise the Lord for it. I want to understand it intelligently, and, the Lord helping me, I mean to try to gather up some strength. Oh, I feel such love for the Lord when I consider what He has done for us poor, weak mortals. Chrysler. Dr. Paulson is finding some things in manuscripts that he is sure will help him to take right positions. Sister White. That is the way we used to do in former times. We used to talk with each other confidingly. We would say, "What can we do next? We cannot pore over this all the time. We have got to get something that will lead out, lead them along. They know not where they are going, and when they begin to see where they are so amazed that you could not drive them off the track. That is the way they are presented to me, and I expect they will be presented to you in the same way. But we have got to be true, and wholehearted, and kindly, and ready to pick up the one who has fallen, and to help and strengthen him."
Dr. Paulson. You know, Sister White, you have written much on the drug question, and it is very perplexing to some of our doctors. There are evidently some simple herbs and simple remedies that we can use. And yet, when our doctors see your statements that no drugs should be used, they hold that this includes these things as well as the poisonous drugs. I am very anxious to get to the bottom of this question. I think I will have the whole light when I get together all the statements you have made. Sister White, there are lots of them, and the Lord helps us. We need not depend on our own strength, for God comes right to our help and puts His hand underneath the weakest ones. They look up, they see that a brother is helping them, and the tears begin to roll down their cheeks, for this is one they did not like. They come to stand in the position where they should stand, and the Lord helps them to find access to human hearts. We are God's people. I am so thankful. I am so thankful. You do not know how it fills my heart with satisfaction and joy to feel that the Lord is looking upon us and helping us, not me merely, but all of His workers. He has a good many workers. I want to be one to the last. Dr. Paulson, I have come to feel that there is a place for prayer in our sanitarium work in the healing of the sick, in connection with the remedies that we have not quite appreciated as we should. Sister White, repeat that. Dr. Paulson, I have come to feel that we have not used prayer as much as we should with our remedies. We have not prayed enough for our sick patients. Sister White, that is it. You see, there is a power waiting to work for us if we will be worked. And it is so fresh and full. Well, the first thing they know, it has broken down all this selfishness. And when you get selfishness broken down, there will be a great work done. These books I have been getting out are in the Lord's order. I want to work intelligently, that He may look at my work and say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Sister White, our Heavenly Father, Thou knowest what I need better than I can tell Thee. But I come to Thee with all my necessities, with all my perplexities, and I ask that Thy blessing may rest upon those who are trying to bring the truth before the people. May they see light in Thy light and rejoice in Thy truth. I ask Thee this day to let Thy blessing rest upon those who are seeking for a deeper work of grace in their hearts, and I believe that Thou wilt give it. I believe
that thou wilt be forward to impart that blessing. For we ask it all for Christ's sake. Amen.